RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
Second and 10 Chargers from their 44. Herbert shotgun. Here's the snap. Herbert has time. Throws downfield over the middle and intercepted by Stingley. He takes it across the 30, and he's down at the 34-yard line. Two picks in the game for Derek Stingley Jr. Four picks on the night for the Texans.
That's the best corner in the National Football League, an interception that Derek Stingley had in the Texans' 32-12 win over the Los Angeles Chargers in last year's playoffs. The Texans play the Chargers tomorrow in Los Angeles. I'm Paul Gallant. He is Chris Partee. We are sitting in for John and Reggie on this Football Friday. Lots of other NFL games to talk about, but big game for the Houston Texans. If not from a we control our own destiny perspective as far as winning the division, definitely as far as them. If they win, they're in. So yep. There's that, but there's also this. This is what I'm looking for, because I do think that if they do not win tomorrow, that they will win their season finale against old man Philip Rivers.
Old man Rivers.
And the Indianapolis Colts. Even if it is one of those do-or-die games where the Colts actually, if they win, could make the playoffs. They're going to have to beat the Jaguars Sunday for that scenario to be possible. I think if the Texans are able to once again handle Justin Herbert, they will show that they are quarterback-proof. There is not one quarterback in the AFC that I'm going to at least go into a game the Texans play against thinking that this guy is going to do what he wants. I have seen enough already when it comes to how the Texans have handled Josh Allen, when they have handled Patrick Mahomes. Even if Patrick Mahomes isn't the same guy, they gave him, I think, a lot of troubles over the last three times that they have played him. And they obviously took care of business against Justin Herbert. Lamar Jackson, a different story, but he's not going to be in the playoffs. You would think they're out, right? Yeah, they're out. Wait, hang on. They have a slim chance, but Lamar Jackson's out right now.
I'm going to say the Ravens are done.
So if the Ravens are done, what quarterback in the AFC scares you as a Texans fan? None.
Yeah,
and if the Texans handle Justin Herbert again on Saturday, Chris, I feel like it's further proof of that. This is a team that just cannot be taken down by a quarterback.
Yeah.
They can be taken down by themselves in their own offensive struggles.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at it, you look at the top two seeds. You got Denver as the number one seed currently, and then New England is the number two. They both got really young quarterbacks. Those guys are in their first couple of years in the league.
Drake May has not gone up against a defense like this season.
No.
He hasn't. And the Patriots have some offensive line questions of their own right now with Will Campbell, their early pick this year, dealing with an injury. He's on the injured reserve now. We'll see if he's back for the playoffs. But I feel pretty good about the Texans defense's chances to slow down every quarterback in the game. They might have their occasional big play allowed, like you saw.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's gonna happen. It's going to happen sometimes.
There's a very high bar for the Texans defense to drag them all the way to the Super Bowl. And it's really about, can the offense take a step forward now that they're on Sunday going to have to roll out a different offensive line because Trent Brown is out And we'll see if Ariante Ursary plays. He was at the very least at practice.
Yes. I mean, you got Josh Allen. They don't fear him, obviously. They've done work against Josh Allen.
They are his kryptonite.
Yeah, and then you got Aaron Rodgers, who's experienced. But, I mean, they're probably not going to play meet the Steelers unless they get the five seed. Could meet the Steelers if they get the five seed.
For sure. And Rodgers is, for his part, actually playing pretty well.
Playing all right.
All things considered. Yeah. But if this was old Aaron Rodgers, I'd have a lot of level of respect.
Yeah, of course you'd be a little terrified. But
this Aaron Rodgers, this Steelers team, I think the Texans defense wins every single time. So if the Texans take care of business against Justin Herbert on Saturday, I think it's just further proof that the defense is the best in the league.
Really, from there, it's just the Jaguars and Trevor Lawrence. Like, that's really, as far as getting in the playoffs, that's really the only quarterback, and they play him every year.
And they've done pretty well against Trevor Lawrence, right?
They play him twice every year.
I think that the Jaguars are an intriguing game because they are playing a lot better of late. We'll see what happens Sunday against the Colts, but they, under Liam Cohen, have figured out that offensively, yes, Trevor Lawrence is someone that we're going to need to have be as consistent as possible. Credit to him, the last 2 weeks, 10 touchdowns combined, zero interceptions, but the running game that they have, they figured it out this year. Travis Etienne and all the other guys that they throw out there, was it Bashaul Tuten, amongst others?
Yeah.
They have figured out how to run the football, and they've also got a massive chip on their shoulder because no one respects them because they're from Jacksonville.
And they've been letting us know about it, too. Mm-hmm. They've been all over social media. Nobody respects us.
Nobody believes in us.
Yeah. We don't need you.
I don't mind them pulling that card. Really don't. Use whatever card you can.
Motivation. Whatever you need, use it.
Mm-hmm.
That means it's going to work, but just use it. It's working right now. Will it work in the playoffs and moving forward? I mean, we'll see.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
713-572-4610. Paul Gallant, Chris Partey in the Loop Sports Radio 610, sitting in for John and for Reggie. Merry Christmas to one and all. We've got Christiana calling in. Christiana, what's up?
What up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. It's Christina.
Sorry about that.
Sorry, Christina.
Yeah, that's my bad. I've been here since 4 a.m. Come on, Colin. Cut me some slack. Come on.
Yeah, no problem. Well, hey, I was just reflecting on the Texans game from the playoffs last year, and I remember my heart just starting to sink into my chest all through the first quarter, looking at the offense, and it really didn't look good at all until that busted play when CJ threw that beautiful pass to Hutchinson, and things really turned around then. Of course, the defense was handling themselves quite well, and I think our Texans D is even better this year, so
it
not
is.
Worried about that, but I feel like it's which version of Texans offense is going to show up. You know, I love my Texans, but it's like, okay, you guys got to bring your A game, and you know, if CJ manages to do some of those turning busted plays into great passes, you know, third down, maybe something to Dalton Schultz, or even I'm looking for Cade Stover to have a pretty good game. Like, he could be like you know, an undiscovered weapon there. That, you know, and even the interview right before the halftime, D'Amico last year was, hey, what's the difference now? And he goes, hey, CJ showed up. CJ is the difference. I feel like if he's going into this game with that kind of I can't lose mentality, I think Texas can pull away with a win. You know, living rent free in Herbert's head right now.
For sure.
All those interceptions last year. So, yeah, go Texans.
Appreciate the phone call, Christina.
Thanks, Christina.
They do own Justin Herbert right now.
Yeah.
Herbert's clearly thinking about the playoff game. He should. He's using that as motivation himself. I feel great about the Texas defense, regardless, against Justin Herbert. It is a matter of the offense being consistent.
Yeah.
And
everybody knows that.
Stroud is capable of more, and it's one of the things that makes me frustrated with some of the struggles that he's had. I understand you might not like the offensive coordinator when the offensive line is constantly shuffling parts. And maybe the personnel around him isn't the best possible, but you got one of the best receivers in the league in Nico Collins.
But they got some pretty good personnel, though.
And you got Dalton Schultz as a damn good tight end as far as the safety, you know, check down or just, hey, listen, he's going to be open over 7 yards. Get him 7 yards, set up a second and short, a third and short situation. But once again, they're rolling into a game with another variation of the offensive line. That's been the story of the last couple of seasons. And they've been better this year than in years past, but no Trent Brown. It felt like once Trent Brown started playing for the Texans that the offensive line became passable. Can it be
Came
passable
together, yeah.
without Brown out there and with potentially Arianti Urseri out as well? Because if Urseri's out, that might force you to put someone on the field that it seems like the Texans don't even want to see on the field, even in those jumbo situations. And it's Blake Fisher. Well, I mean, listen, the guy was a second-round pick last year.
And he was going there.
That's where he plays, is as the jumbo player. And sometimes when he gets on the field, he forgets to check in and gets called for illegal formation. And I get it. Like, there have been times where maybe you could argue, oh, yeah, he actually did line up at on time. But I don't know, man. I'm looking at this version of the Texans offense. Is C.J. Stroud going to have confidence behind this new version of the offensive line? We will see on Saturday. If he can't have a good game, and if it looks a little bit more like what we saw from him against the Cardinals, I will certainly be feeling a lot better about his ability to be consistent in the playoffs.
Yeah.
This is a Chargers defense that is very good at getting after the quarterback. They will do it in a variety of different ways. And when you got an offensive line that is once again shuffling parts, it's going to be on CJ to remain confident, to remain calm, stand in the pocket, do all of his reads, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And throw the football to the open guys and not make mistakes, because the defense is going to take care of business.
Yeah, now, we've talked about it already multiple times, but this offense, it's not consistent, but CJ is capable of making those plays when he needs to make them.
Correct.
But you just said it, you want to see more consistency.
Yeah.
You have to see more consistency. We can't just keep relying. They can't rely just on him to make plays when they need to all the time. Because eventually, you might not make those plays.
Exactly.
When you have to have them.
Yeah. I mean, if you're trying to force it, and then all of a sudden, what happens there? We all know he's capable of more. And I mean, I feel like it's for imagine Texas fans out there that are listening. It's Groundhog Day every single day, going into every single Football Friday. Well, could the offense be consistent? Because we know the defense can't. Defense shuts down Herbert on Saturday. I'm going to feel like, hey, this defense can't be stopped by any quarterback in the AFC. Can't be beaten by any quarterback in the AFC. But here we go.
Is that going to be enough, though? That's the question.
No, you need.
Is that going to be enough?
You need Stroud to play better than he played on Sunday, where he was inaccurate and felt like he was trying a little bit too hard to do too much.
Yeah. Yeah. The defense, we know it's great, but I've said this before, and I think we're long past those days where you can just depend on a defense. You need your quarterback, and you need your offense to come along for the ride a little bit. Just be consistent at it. That's what they haven't had for a couple of years now, is the consistency offensively.
Right. How do you get that consistency?
But that is the question. How do you get that? Where does it come from?
It should be from the quarterback. Of all people.
It should be. Okay, but then that also, he's a direct link to the offensive coordinator.
Correct.
So it all ties together. Mm-hmm. Where is it going to come from? I mean, and we're in week 17 now.
Can we just get a 300-yard, three-touchdown performance from C.J. Stroud on Saturday?
No interceptions. Yeah. No fumbles.
I mean, can we just get one of those? I just want a little
wind in
my sails.
Might be asking a lot.
It is asking a lot, for
sure. Might be asking a lot.
Especially if they're juggling the offensive line again. But I think everyone just wants some wind
in their sails going into the playoffs, because 7 wins in a row is really impressive.
It is.
And I know there's a lot of people out there, oh, you're naysaying, you're being negative. Sure, but it's because we know.
A lot of fans agree, though.
Yeah.
A lot of fans agree.
We've seen this team be on about the same level for now almost 3 straight years, and you're waiting for that next step, because even if you can't appreciate all the good that you've seen, you always want more.
Yeah.
We're Americans, baby.
Well, here's the glass half full side. This team started 0-3, right? Yeah. They still have an opportunity to win 12 games.
That's true.
They won 10 the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. They have an opportunity to win 12 this year. So, in theory, they
take that step forward.
You're improving. You're taking a step forward. But now you got to get to the AFC title game. Mm-hmm. Let's just be honest. Even if you don't win the division, people expect AFC title game this year, because the last 2 years you got to the divisional round and you lost.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you won a playoff game. That's great. But what's the next step? AFC title game.
Get there.
That's what has to happen this year.
Or else. I'm just kidding.
But there should be an or else, though. That's where they need to be next.
This AFC is open. I know a lot of people are looking at some of the teams at the top and saying, wow, look at that record. But I think most Texans fans are probably saying, okay, Texans would have beaten the Broncos if they had CJ Stroud the whole game.
Records can be deceiving sometimes.
The Broncos did not look very impressive in their win over the Kansas City Chiefs that the Texans handled on the road not that long ago. I mean, there was a third-string quarterback for the Chiefs. Not like they had a lot of yardage or anything like that. But no. Patriots haven't played a lot of top teams this season. They finally play the Bills again, and the Bills take them a little more seriously. Texans own the Bills. It is open for them. Take care of business defensively on Saturday. I'm gonna feel pretty damn confident about their ability to, at the very least, get to the second round of the playoffs. Chris Partee, Paul Gallant, In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Up next, our lunchtime confessions, 713-572-4610. If you want to participate, that's how you call. That's how you text on YouTube at Sports Radio 610 Houston, on Twitch at 610 Houston. Stick around.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.